Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, Lady Nadine could not be with us for our lesson this evening, emergency call, so she will not be with us at 7 p.m., so I will bring a word from the Lord, amen? Praise be to God. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Salai, which means the Lord my rock. Jehovah Salai, your word says that when the righteous cry out, you hear and deliver them. I praise you because you are my rock. When I'm in distress, you are a God of great compassion, mercy, and grace. Your heart overflows with abundant love, a love that shields me when I am in need. You are my rock and my fortress, my strong deliverer. You are high and lifted up on the mountain of peace. Holy are you, Jehovah Salai, as you show your strength to those in need. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be.
Ooh. I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Salai, when I'm in pain or in need, I sometimes turn to things to distract me. Social media, food, a relationship, anything to take my mind off what I'm facing. Forgive me for not remembering that my deliverance is only a prayer away. Forgive me for forgetting your name, Jehovah Salai, when I am in need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. kato so wiwa koko wale liya a asya sepo empeni fue you knew nan o kato so nyabio sorry wo koko wale liya.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, works, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who needs healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time I will play a selection, and after the selection we will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
Well, come on, put your hands together.
Devotional message, which is entitled Already Loved. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 15, verse 9 in the NIV version. Amen. And it says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain in my love. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. Today, realize that God loves you fully and completely, as much as he can ever possibly love you. He accepts you unconditionally, enjoys spending time with you, and even likes you as a person. You are his child. He warns you against sin because it hurts you, and he doesn't want to see you wounded. But whenever you sin, he stands ready with open arms to forgive you. 1 John 1:9. You cannot be saved any more than you have already been by Jesus. He has completely redeemed you. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he paid the entire penalty for your sins. There's no more sacrifice required. Amen. Praise be to God. You were forgiven the moment you accept Jesus as your Savior. There's nothing more you need to do to earn God's approval. So then, why live a godly Christian life? First, to say thank you for the great gift Jesus has given. And second, to show him love in return. Third, to be his representative to this lost world, but also so you can take hold of all the blessings God has already given you. Praise be to God. And let us
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That I don't
thank
have
you.
To earn your approval. Help me live a life that glorifies you. In your son's name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
I worship you.
Oh.
die again. For I will look unto the altar and the finisher of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I live for you.
I live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have set the Lord always before me. Because you are on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Jehovah Salai. There aren't enough words to thank you adequately for how near your deliverance is to me. It's not just in the big things. You deliver us from destructive thoughts. You deliver us from wasting time by worrying and fretting. You deliver us by reminding us of your names and restoring peace in our hearts. Thank you for showing yourself strong day in and day out, for never leaving us or forsaking us, and for always being our shield, our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, our lady Nadine will not be with us this evening, so I will bring a word in her place. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Thank you.
worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yeah.
Praise be to God.
Jehovah, where would we be without you? We would be lost. How could we juggle all the things we try to do without your shield to guard us from the dust of the enemy? We could not. We ask you to stand ready, as you always do, to protect us from dangers we are not even aware of. Surround us with your angels and cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ as we drive, eat, and go about our day. Dangers lurk all around, and we often lose sight of the most common one. But you protect us each day. We pray each day to be set on the rock, Jehovah Salai, because to step off this rock is to put ourselves in danger. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. Jesus can save anyone.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Oh.
Jesus. Yeah.
And holy, holy is your name. Now it is time for the word. If you have your Bible, I'd like for you to turn with me. We have two scripture readings this evening. Our first scripture reading is coming from Luke chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. And our second scripture is coming from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Amen. That's Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, and John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Amen. And
amen.
Chapter 8, okay, verses 1 through 3 says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. When women accompanied Jesus and the disciples, verse 1 says, soon afterward, Jesus began a tour of the nearby towns and villages, preaching and announcing the good news about the kingdom of God. He took his 12 disciples with him, along with some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Among them were Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's business manager, Susanna, and many others who were contributing from their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. Praise be to God. Now we're going to the book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. And these verses consist of Jesus risen from the dead. Verse 1 says in John 20, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, they have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. Verse 9, for until then they still hadn't understood the scripture that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. In verse 11, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she stood and looked in. She stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Verse 13 says, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" The angels asked her, "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she did not recognize him. He said to her, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her, "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't cling to me, for I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And verse 18 says, Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message. So may the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So each of us can recall moments when the sound of a familiar voice was an especial meaning, meaningful experience. It might have been a long-distant call from someone special, or the voice of an old friend in a crowd of strangers, or a recording of a son or daughter away from home, or words of assurance following surgery. The sound of a familiar voice is powerful medicine. I doubt if any of us has experienced the feeling Mary Magdalene had when she heard the familiar voice of Jesus in the garden of his burial. This was not their first encounter. Jesus had spoken important words to her in the past. He still speaks and waits for us to hear and respond. Let us pray. Dear Lord, author of life and conqueror of death, we rejoice in the privilege of worship. On this resurrection day, we thank you for the signs of new life that abound in your beautiful creation. We thank you even more for making us new, for saving us from sin and giving us abundant life. Only you can do that, Lord. We prayed for guidance and strength in bearing one another's burdens. Help us to minister to each other. And may no breach of fellowship make our offerings unacceptable. Pierce our hearts with the probing light of the Spirit so that we can see ourselves as you see us. Convict us of the need to forgive as we have been forgiving, to love as we have been loved, and to give as we have received. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 20, verses 15 through 16 from the NIV. And it says, Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Amen. Praise God. And my title for this message is The Sound of a Familiar Voice. Praise God. A sound of a familiar voice. The word of conversion. Life in need of change. So Mary first heard the Lord speak the words of conversion. Luke records that seven demons, seven of them, had come out of Mary Magdalene in Luke 8 and 2. Now this woman, possessed by evil, had lived a life of torment and suffering. Can you imagine having seven demons inside of you, throwing you to and fro? Tradition says she was a prostitute. That label may have fixed itself on her because of the extremely wicked town from which she came. The people knew Mary. They had seen how the devil had used her and captivated her body and made her a public shame. I wonder what happened at the first meeting between Mary and Jesus. The divine Son of God face to face with a demon-possessed woman. Did she cry out in scorn at Jesus, as others had? Did she cower in fear in a dark corner, afraid of his power? The circumstances do not matter. What is significant is that this woman, so desperately in need of transformation, met the Master and heard the words of conversion. Be whole. Is your life in need of change? Does some kind of evil spirit possess you? The spirit of selfishness, fear, hate, and anonymous poets express our longings. He said, oh, I wish there was some wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our sins and mistakes could be laid aside like a shaggy old coat and never be put on again. So this, if there is such a place, the place where you meet Jesus, hallelujah, he can change your life just as he changed the life of Mary Magdalene. The power of resurrection. It is significant that Mary was the first person to see the risen Lord. She had one of the more dramatic conversion experience. God is telling us something here about the resurrection and conversion. Now, without Christ's resurrection, there can be no conversion. Paul wrote to the Philippians of his desire to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection in Paul 3 and 10 in the NIV. The resurrection power is what changes people. A dead Christ can change no one. Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15 and 17 in the NIV, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. But the power of sin nailed Jesus to the cross. The power of God raised him. That same power continues to work. And if you will repent of sin and trust Jesus, his power will change you today. Brothers and sisters, hear what I'm telling you. That same power continues to work. And if you will repent of your sins and trust Jesus, his power will change you today. The word of appreciation involved in ministry. After her conversion, Mary Magdalene assumed a place of service in the disciple band. She and several other travelers with Jesus and the disciples, and in Luke 8 and 3 says, were helping to support them out of their own means. So they were working to raise money to give to the church to build up the building. We are not told the exact nature of Mary's ministry. She might have washed their clothes, helped prepare food, and provided funds for needs in the group. Her ministry was a result of the love she had received from Christ. How many of us today have that kind of love? Conversion should result in commitment, service, committed service, excuse me. In Ephesians 2 and 10, in the NIV says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Appreciation for service. How often Jesus must have said to Mary, thank you, Mary. She frequently heard the word of appreciation for her service. And if the Lord said it to Mary, he will say it to us. If the Lord noticed the widow's small cup of corn and offered praise for her faithfulness, he noticed what we do. He appreciates our ministry, whether great or small. I sometimes hear the elderly and homebound express sentiments of feelings forgotten and unappreciative. They have faithfully served in the past, but now are no longer able. Some of them may be forgotten by the church, but the Lord remembers. He appreciates every labor, and in eternity, they will hear his word of appreciation, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness. Matthew 25:21 in the NIV. Praise be to God.
The work of commission.
Go tell. The third word Jesus spoke to Mary was the word of commission. When Jesus spoke her name, Mary realized who he was and embraced him with admiration. But Jesus said in John 20:17 in the NIV, do not hold on to me. It was not a time of worship. The resurrection is not a doctrine to hold on to selfishly, but an experience to share selflessly. We are not to hold on to it, but give it away. Mary Magdalene obviously understood, because she, in verse 18 in the NIV, went to the disciples with the news,
that's right,
I have seen the Lord. A newspaper had this interesting editorial about Easter. Easter is usually a quiet occasion. Millions of Americans make a special effort to go to church on Easter Sunday. Easter is a wholesome kind of holiday. It gives all of us an opportunity to recuperate in a small measure from the harassment of daily life. That is not what the Lord intended. The resurrection is the impetus to enter the harassment of life and change the world. It is ironic that for Christians, Easter events takes place inside the church building. We dress up and go to church where we enjoy our programs and flowers and decoration. Jesus said the big event should be outside the church. Go and tell.
Amen.
He has risen. Every disciple telling. Mary's commission illustrates the Lord's desire to use every disciple to share the resurrection news. The Lord appears to Mary, a woman with a scandalous past, set a shock wave throughout the disciples' band. The 11 disciples probably thought that Jesus should have heard. Should have appeared
Hallelujah.
To the Jesus. Isn't that just like Jesus to use the person others consider unlikely? Hallelujah. Glory to his name. The ingredient that makes the difference is love. My brothers and sisters, the ingredients that makes the difference is love. He will use any of us to tell the good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He would use and everyone to tell the good news. In verses 8, 1 through 3, we are here told what Christ made the constant business of his life. It was teaching the gospel. Tidings of the kingdom of God are the glad tidings that Christ came to bring. Certain women attended upon him who ministered to him of their substance. It shows the mean condition to which the Savior humbly himself, that he needed their kindness and his great humility that he accepted, though rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. In John 20, yes, 21 through 18 tells us, if Christ gave his life as a ransom and then did not take it again, it would have indicated that his giving, it was not accepted as satisfaction. It was a great trial to Mary, but that the body was gone. Weak believers often make something a matter of complaint, which is really just ground of hope and matter of joy. It is well when those more honor than others with the privilege of disobedience. The privilege of disciples are more active than others in the duty of disciples, more willing to take pains and run hazards in a good work. We must do our best and neither envy those who can do better, nor despise those who do as well as they can, though they come behind the disciples whom Jesus loved in a special manner and who therefore in a special manner loved Jesus. Was foremost the love of Christ more than anything else will make us to abound in every duty. He that was behind was Peter, who had denied Christ. A sense of guilt hinders us in the service of God. As yet the disciples knew not the scripture that Christ must rise again from the dead. We are likely to seek and find. When we seek with affection and seek in tears, but many believers complain of the clouds and darkness they are under, which are methods of grace for humbling their souls. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mortifying their sins and enduring Christ to them, a sight of angels and their smiles will not suffice. Without a sight of Jesus and God's smile in him, none know but those who have tasted it, the sorrow of a desert soul, which has had comfortable evidence of the love of God in Christ and the hope of heaven, but has now lost them and walks in darkness, such a wounded spirit who can bear Christ in manifesting himself to those that seek him, often outdoes their expectations. See how Mary's heart was earnest to find Jesus. Christ's way of making himself known to his people is so, but his word applied to their souls, speaking to them in peculiar. My master, see with what pleasure those who love Jesus speak of his authority over them. To dot upon his body present. Why? Because he did not ascend to his Father yet. Observe the relation to God from union with Christ. Inasmuch as we partake of a divine nature, Christ's Father is our Father. And since he partakes of the human nature, our God is his God. Christ's ascension into heaven, there to plead for us, is likewise an unspeakable comfort. Let them not think this earth is to be their home. This is not our home. We are just passing through. Their eye and aim and earnest desire must be upon another world. This ever must be upon their hearts. I ascended. Therefore, I must seek the things which are above, and let those who know the word of Christ endeavor that others should get good from their knowledge. Hallelujah, glory to God. And as I bring this message to a close, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus still speaks. His voice can be heard today. Are you listening? He says in Revelation 3:20 in the NIV, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned
and fall short of your grace and mercy.
Of your grace and mercy.
Amen. Lord, please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Save me.
Save me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
And set me free.
And set me free.
From all that hinders and binds me.
From all that hinders and binds me.
Please help me to avoid sinning again.
Please help me to avoid sinning again.
I believe that your son, Jesus Christ,
I believe that your son, Jesus Christ,
died for my sins,
died for my sins,
was resurrected from the dead,
was resurrected from the dead,
is
alive,
and hears my prayer,
and hears my prayer.
Jesus,
Jesus,
become the Lord of my life.
Become the Lord of my life.
To rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
To rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you.
I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you.
And do your will for the rest of my life.
And do your will for the rest of my life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And if, praise God. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next step is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Okay, here it is. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. Tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me, and it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas, come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me Let me tell you about it.
Oh,
God
is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Sustains me.
Good night, everybody. God bless you. We love you. And see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Love you guys.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Oh. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.